Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Entrails of Jesus.
Jesus ni yema azeno.
What is inside of Jesus?
Ma wa Jesus ni yema no.
Is what I'm talking to you about today.
Ano na ne pe mi nyoro kwa asemi.
God is talking to His church.
Nyame ni na sorry kasa.
He says that eats the inside of Jesus.
Asu de Jesus ni ma azeno ano ne zi.
Eat His love always.
No dono wonu mo ni zide bia.
Eat it always.
De bia zi no dono.
Don't say I'm born again. That's all. It's enough. God loved me and I'm born again. Right now, He doesn't love me. I have to fend for myself.
Man kada yakopo no dom. Na me nyawo fofor. Si se yakopo no dom yo da ma mo hwe mo ho.
God prophesied and said.
Nyame osha nkwam na mo kada.
Feed on the entrails.
Osede ye ma ze no ono ne wonzi.
Eat it all the time.
De bia wonzi.
Every day, feed on the fact that God loves you.
De bia hu de ma zi de nyame odo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why does God love us so?
Ebantine yakopon odo hendam.
I'll show you some reasons why.
Me be chira obi bi.
Look at the book of Colossians chapter 1.
Yenko Colossians ni tiro kor.
And then we will read verse 13.
Yeba hwane yim de ba san.
Colossians 1:13.
Colossians ni tiro kor ni yim de ba san.
We'll read down to verse 15a.
Yeba kankan aba 15 mozikana.
Says about us.
Maka fa yanhwenye de.
That God has delivered us from the power of darkness.
Nyame waji hene afi osum tumase.
And conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Ne mom azena abane bano na himanu ma oyo odo ahimanu.
If you are using the King James version, it says that the kingdom of His dear Son. The word that is translated dear is the word agape Son.
Na ehwe Bible fufuru mo asida oyena ba na ba odona himanu mu na sa Bible no rechirem da ma na ochede na ba oy agape no ahyanaman.
Says that in whom, that is in Jesus,
what Jesus no mu no,
we have
yewo
redemption
yewo fanwuzi
through His blood
osana no mo jenenti
the forgiveness of sins.
Ah, was ye gbo no so achehen.
Verse 15 is where I want to get to.
It
says that He is the image of the invisible God.
The
firstborn over every creation. Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
Jesus, only Jesus.
Now I want you to see it this way. That He is a son of God's love. In verse 13. He is full of love. And then verse 15 tells us. That this person who is full of love. Is the image of God. So why did He come full of love to us? Because number one, He wants to reveal God to us. So through the love of Jesus, we know God. Because He is the image of God.
We
know that God is love. Because of Jesus, who is the Son of His love.
O Son, Jesus,
that is an understanding that every believer must have. That God loves him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus came full of love. In His entrails. He is to reveal. That God is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us, we need to change our minds about God. Because we look at God as a business partner. A business partner means that you have got responsibility and he has got responsibilities.
Ma chaye de, me nyu ye adwuma Do
your part. And God will do his part. But I want us to understand that far more than being a business partner, God is a loving father to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are times that God goes out of his way to show you his love. And that is what he wants you to know. That he is first of all your loving father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the understanding I want you to get. From the entrails of Jesus. God wants a loving relationship with his children. But many times his children want a transactional relationship with him. That one, it limits God. I came to tell somebody that even when you fail, God cannot deny himself. He is still love. And when you believe his love, his blessing will come upon you. I said his blessing will come upon you. Because he is your father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are his son. And the relationship between you and God is father son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Number two. The reason why God filled Jesus with love to come on this earth is to deliver us from loving the world. Look at the book of 1 John. Chapter 2. And then verse 15. This is a letter that the apostle of love, he describes himself as the person that Jesus loved. If you read his gospel, John the Apostle,
John,
he tells believers that he is the person that Jesus loves. In other words, this apostle was conscious of the fact that God loved him. But he was an apostle. He was a great man of God. But his focus was on the fact that God loved him. God's love for you, it's not dependent upon who you are. So that if you are an apostle, I mean, apostles, we are talking about major, major things. Don't bring this love things to us. If you are a powerful apostle, you're a powerful prophet, and all that. I mean, why do you talk about God loves you? You were a believer already. Why do you keep talking about God loves you and every day you are eating his entrail that God loves me and God loves me? This is the apostle.
Enti meba kanye de nyankopon da bi America na nyankopon dom na ma sofu panyi na ozimu te da John da bi akanya me no do a owo man no no ho asama na ocheda o ya azibia ohia ye de yenzi Jesus ni impedua no mu.
The love of God for you is not dependent upon whether you are a mature Christian or you are a baby Christian. You must still eat that fact.
That
I am the one that God loves. You should be able to say to yourself when you wake up, no matter how apostle you are, that I am the one that God loves. Wow.
Yeah.
Remind yourself every day of your life. I came to tell you, with all the eating that you are eating, don't forget to eat what is inside of
Jesus.
You know, believers can shy away from love, and all that. Because we feel that, no, that is not the powerful. Give us the tithes. Give us the ties of Jesus. But God was aware that you won't feel like feeding on the fact that He loves you. That is why He mentioned it. Long ago in Exodus chapter 12.
Well, Exodus,
that when the real Passover lamb comes, make sure you eat his inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. So this apostle is writing to believers in
1
John chapter 2, verse 15. He says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away. Wow. The Apostle John says, that don't love the world. There are some believers who love the world. You understand when I say that? They don't love God. They don't love the things of God. They rather obey the world's value systems. How can they overcome such tendencies? How can the appeal of the world leave them? It is going to leave them if they know the love of the Father for them. If you know that God loves you, the things in the world is going to pale before you. It is not going to appeal to you. It will mean nothing to you. Because you are aware that God loves you. It is people who do not know that God loves them, who find it difficult to yield their lives to God. They find it difficult to give to the church. They find it difficult to pay their tithes. But believe me, if you know that God loves you, you will not just pay a tenth of your income, but you will be so overwhelmed with his love that you will give and you will not be aware that you are even giving. You will give her and the people will come and tell you that, look, you are giving us too much. And then you will say, what have I given? What have I done?
Says,
look, you are giving us every month, you give us this, you are so committed to the church and all that, but you don't see that yourself. Do you know why you don't see, they say that you are committed to God and you don't even see you are committed to God. Do you know why? You It is because your focus is not on it.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Your focus is on God's love for you.
Why do you need
so you love God unawares. You give to God without any feeling any pain. Those are the kind of commitment and the giving that is the kingdom type. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the type that God expects from people who have been translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. If you want to love God, if you want to overcome temptation, always eat the entrails of
Jesus.
Every day remind yourself of the love of God for you. That is how Jesus Christ overcame his temptations. Before he was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, in the ending of Matthew chapter 3, God had just told him that you are my beloved son. I am pleased with you. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus went into the temptation just after that statement. That is why the devil came and said, if you are the Son of God. He was referring to the statement God had opened the heaven and spoken to
Jesus.
That you are my beloved son. So the devil said, if you are the son. That is why Jesus answered him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Because the devil left out the fact that he was a loved son. He only said, you are the son, if you are the son. But Jesus said, every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, I will live by it.
Jesus
always bore in mind. He always bore in mind.
Jesus,
I am not just a son of God. I am the beloved son of God. I want to encourage all of us to go to your protos agape. Remember the fact that he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember that God loves you in the face of pressures of life, in the face of financial crisis, in the face of bad dreams, in the face of whatever thing you are facing in your marriage and in your family. Remember that I am the beloved of God.
That
is a secret to overcoming every pressure of life. Jesus demonstrated it.
Jesus ordinazi
in his first temptation. What made him overcome?
Abazina omo otumizi dunkunyim
is an example to us.
Ano na odo
Whether we are apostles or we are pastors or whatever we are, it doesn't matter. Go back to eat the entrails. Jesus said, every word God says,
Jesus said,
I have to live by it. He said, I am the beloved son. Oh, because I know he loves me. I don't have to bow to this boy. Yeah, because God loves me so much. I don't have to insult this neighbor back. Because God loves me so much. And my focus is on the love of God. Wow, I just lead the Christian life. I live it without even awareness that I'm living like Christ. It is people who see it. But as for me, I don't see my own eyes. I just see through life with it. But I'm not conscious of, you said, what? I love God. I don't know. Because what he loves me, how he loves me,
it's
so great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so conscious of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three. Why does Jesus love us so? Why does God love us so? He loved us in order to deliver us from fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. But perfect love cast out fear. Because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This love that the Apostle John is talking about. He says that it casts away fear. It takes away fear from your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether you are afraid in your life. The devil will always put you into fear. God knows that the chief weapon of the devil is fear. And he released Jesus to come and counter that fear, especially the fear of death.
Now, Jesus said that
because if you fear, you will not do anything in this life. Fear is as important as faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the devil wants to do something in your life, he will introduce fear into your life. If God wants to do something into your life, he will introduce faith into your life. Because God wants to expand you on every side. He will first of all take away fear from you. And the way he takes away fear from your life,
it's
to make you know that he loves you. It's for you to feed on that. Because didn't we just read that perfect love cast away fear? You want the fear to be away from your life? So that you will dare that assignment God has put upon you. Feed on the entrails of Jesus. That God loves you. Tell yourself, God, you so love me that you will not let my marriage land on the rocks. God, you so love me that my business will not fail. If I'm going the wrong direction, you so love me, you will bring correction my way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, I'm going to start on this project. I'm going to dare to believe you. Because I know you will never be make me disappointed. Because you love me so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Feed on the love of God. Don't let the devil make you despise this part of Jesus.
And
the inside. Who likes the inside of a sheep? Why are you feeding God's church with the inside? Because God wants you to be like Jesus. That is why you must eat his inside. So that your inside will become like Jesus' inside. Inside for inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God loves us because he wants to get rid of fear from our lives. I want to prophesy to you that bad thing that the devil tells you, he tells you that your family will break apart. He tells you that your children will go astray. He tells you that you will die before your time. He is telling you that something bad is just about to happen to you. I came to tell you, do not be in fear. Remember that God loves you and he loves you so much, not because of what you have done, but because of who he is. He cannot deny himself. He loves you so. He loves you so. And let your mind come on that. Because it's going to cast away fear from you. Do you know the other reason why God loves us so? Why he wants us to feed upon the inside of Jesus, which is all love? It is because he wants your faith to work. I said it is because he wants your faith to work. Some of you, your faith is not working. It is because you are not feeding on the fact that God loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you know that God loves you, even if your faith is failing,
so
you will tell God, God, I can't believe you. But I know you love me. And you will do it for me. I believe your love. If I cannot believe for the nations of the world, Lord God, I can believe you that you love me, that your love does not fail, that when I was a sinner, you send your only son to die for me, to be in my place. How much more now that I'm a believer? Lord, you so love me that although my faith is weak, yet I know you love me. I know you will not deny me. I know you do not like it that I'm in lack. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Galatians chapter 5.
Galatians.
Is it verse 6?
He
says that in Christ Jesus,
also what Christ Jesus mono,
it is not circumcision that matter. Or uncircumcision that is a crime. But faith working. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your faith is going to work. I said your faith is going to work. Through love. This is not talking about your love for God. I've already told you, don't focus on that. Because if you focus on that, you won't feel like believing God for anything. Because you know you do not deserve anything. Because you know that you have not lived for God well. So don't make that mistake. Like Peter. Of focusing on your love for God. Do you know where your focus must be? On God's perfect love for you. Because His love for you is so stable. It doesn't depend upon what you do. It doesn't depend on how nicely you pray today. It doesn't depend on your nationality. Wow. But your love for God, it changes. Yesterday you loved God so much. You will give your whole life to God. But today, hey, you have to be wise. Ask God if you love Him too much. Your hand will strike the ground. Can you fancy me? You came from heaven to
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.